Hello and welcome back to this week's podcast of Softballing with Us. I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
I'm McKaylin Crabtree.
And it's just us two again. Martha Stewart is out. She's not feeling too well. And then she'll also be out next week, but that's okay. We're going to carry the show on and we can't wait for her to return. So let's get right into things. We haven't seen you guys in a while due to spring break, but the Tide has been in action since we've been gone. It hasn't been too pretty. It has definitely been a roller coaster ride since the podcast has taken a little break due to spring break. And all I can say is the SEC is just no joke in general. And softball is just an everyday thing. Like, you take it one game at a time, one day at a time. And it really shows. So in the LSU tournament, you know, opening season for SEC play, the Tide's injuries are really showing there, with Lexi being out, and basically your only two good pitchers are Jayla Torrance and Montana Faust, because you cannot depend on a pitcher like Alex Salter. It really showed, and especially in that first game, I think it really showed in the first game for sure. LSU beat the Tide 13-6. Montana was in that game at first. Then they put Salter in. They put Alex Salter in.
Yes.
And to me, I just felt like
that was a sign of defeat.
Somewhere. Yeah, it was like kind of waving your white flag, kind of. And really an embarrassing moment, because you know, like, this podcast is not a biased podcast. It's not strictly for just Alabama softball, but you know your pitcher is not ready for really big-time conference play. Like, yes, you're trying to get your players ready and stuff like that, but you know that your player cannot really compete at that level just yet. And, yes, Alabama's down a pitcher, Lexi, but you have Jayla Torrance also in your back pocket there, too. And she did play in the three-game series, but putting in Alex Salter really made the lead even worse for Bama to try to dig themselves out of that hole against LSU in that first game. And really wasn't expecting that, because LSU, they were struggling at the beginning of their season with other teams, but LSU's been kind of wishy-washy. They want to beat the good teams and then lose to the bad teams and then beat the good teams and then beat the bad teams. So it's just been kind of wishy-washy, because this past weekend, they lost three in a row to Texas. So, the Tide swept Texas when they came to town, but they lost to Texas all three games. But yet, they beat us best two out of three to win the series, but they didn't get the sweep, because that's the least you want to do. You know, you don't want to get swept. But they beat the Tide the first game on March 12th, that Saturday, doubleheader, 6-13. Then the second game, they won again, 5-1. And then on Sunday, the Tide came back and won 2-1. So
at least we didn't get swept.
Yeah.
That's what I'm glad. We didn't get, like, full-blown swept, but
yeah, Montana had a better game on Sunday. They just really the zone was very confusing on Saturday when Montana came in for the first game. The ump wasn't really calling a lot of things, and then LSU, it looked way better. On Sunday it looked better.
Yeah, I just didn't, the week's games before, we were having, like, injury problems. It was like Lexi was out, Savannah Woodard, she was out, and it was like, okay. But you could tell this team was kind of getting tired, like, mentally and physically. It was like, we need a break. But with softball, it's like a heavy schedule. You're going to have games in the week. You're going to have a series on the weekend. And last year, they didn't have that as many regular games, I don't think.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yeah, because of COVID. Now you're trying to get back into a regular grind, in which it's been, like, what, 2 years since a regular schedule?
Because sophomore year was just completely canceled. Yeah. And then,
so now you got to figure out how to get back into that mental and physical grind, which, hey, sometimes losses, it's a good wake-up call for the Tide. I mean, we went 4-4 last week. We had a total of 8 games. Went 4-4. I mean, I count that the LSU series, so I was like,
yeah.
So And then it's just, I hope it's a good wake-up call that we can start, like, with a new slate against South Carolina, get that bad Kentucky loss out of our mouth, and let's pick up and let's move forward. And the bats need to wake up. The bats have been kind of...
iffy.
Yes, very iffy.
Yeah.
Lately.
They've been awake in some games and then slept in the next game. So let's talk about, so on Tuesday last week, they had a game, you know, mid-game against Southern Miss. They won 5-2, which is not really a good road win. You know, it's right down the street.
In you would like it to be bigger.
Exactly. You want it way better than that. So, but Allie Shipman has continuously done her thing, win or loss, completely just keeps on doing the thing. Montana Faust was pitching that game. I don't know why you would pitch Montana Faust in a Southern Miss game. I would think you could just use Alex Salter for that because... that's something more her pace. You know, this is an honest show, like I said. Or you could even use Jayla. Like, Jayla would just dominate them. I don't see why you use Montana Faust. I would think that he was trying to get the run rule and hurry up and get out of there, but it just didn't turn out that way because it went all 7 innings. So, yeah. Now, the big game was for the Tide to come back against Florida State on Wednesday, March 16th. And it was number 2 against number 3 because the Tide dropped to number 3 after the loss to LSU. So they dropped from number 2 to 3, and Florida State moved up to number 2. So it was number 2 against number 3. And Alabama was killing Florida State the whole game. The whole game. With Kaylee Tao hitting a 3-run home run in the first inning.
That's the start you wanted.
Exactly.
That's the start
that you want.
That gave me so much hope.
Exactly.
I can't tell you.
Making it 3-0, one out. Florida State didn't score their first run, and it happened on an error until the top of the fourth. Like, that's what you need. And then Jenna Johnson, with runners on the corner, had a perfect bunt that scored Savannah Woodard, making it 4-1. And then the Tide just completely chokes in the top of the sixth with
a two outs.
So there's literally 2 outs. All you need is 1, and you can head into the seventh with a 3-run lead. That's all you need to do. But no, I guess that's just too simple, right? So a 2-out fielding error extends the inning, allowing Florida State to tie the game on a 3-run home run. 3-run home run. Ridiculous. Then a fielding error happened at the top of the seventh. So the Tide went to the bottom of the sixth and didn't even think to score a run at all to help them. So a fielding error again by the Tide gave the Seminoles a lead, 4-5. And then an RBI ground out that just like got by a little bit brought in another run for the Seminoles, making it 4-6. And then at the bottom of the seventh, the Tide kind of came back a little bit, you know, scoring, bringing in 2 runs, making it 5-6 with 1 out. And I don't know what happened, but the game was 5-6 with 1 out with Dallas Goodnight on second base, which is scoring position. If you do not know softball or baseball, second base is scoring position. And you only have 1 out, and somehow they weren't able to tie the game to go into extra innings or even win the game. You have 1 out, running in scoring position, one of your fastest players on the team, the fastest player on the team, because she also won state for track. That Dallas Goodnight is the fastest player on the team this season. And somehow you do not bring her home. How does that work?
That was mind-boggling. I can't tell you how much I was screaming at my TV.
And you lose the game. You lose the game.
I was literally screamed. I said, come on, we've got 1 out. Let's go. We've got, I believe it was Jenna Johnson was one of them up to bat.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we got this. And then when she went out, I was like, are we fixing to choke this? We just choked this game.
Still, they have on their poll 2 outs, so what? That's Bama's motto. 2 outs, so what? So even even though Jenna Johnson got out, you still have the fastest player in scoring position on second base.
You've got to get her to the plate.
And I'm pretty sure on depending on how Jenna Johnson got out, Dallas probably moved up to third.
Yeah.
If it was a shot to center field where there was an out or not, she was tagged up. So You just can't lose games like that, and especially when you're winning the whole time. From the first inning, you're winning, and then all of a sudden you just lose. You can't have that happen.
And the fact Ashley Prangy, is it Prangy?
Prangy.
The fact that I think the bases were almost loaded, and then here comes the runner. She literally doesn't know whether to throw it home or to throw it to first. And so that runner's stuck in the middle. And so she just throws it to first and lets them get a home run. That had to be the most frustrating moment of the game. I was like, what are you doing? Throw it home so that way you have to make her go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know what the tie was thinking really in that game.
We were mentally tired, I believe. Like, we were getting just...
It was just an embarrassment. You can't do that. And the Tide has a problem of going up and, like, stop, like, going innings without scoring. Like, just put up a run every inning.
Like, dominate your opponent. Show who you are.
Exactly. Show
some
respect.
Don't let them get in this game.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back talking about Kentucky and UAB in this upcoming South Carolina series.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. Let's talk about some Kentucky. All right, so Kentucky wasn't Alabama's kryptonite this year, thank God. But they almost were. Kentucky's number 8. Alabama's number 3. And they won the first game on March 18th, that Friday, 4-2. They were trailing. We're trailing, and they came back, which is really good. The zone was really good for the Montana and for Lexi. Then on Saturday, they came and won 3-2. Then on Sunday, something happened. They lost 4-9. It was really bad. So Kentucky scored first with the home run, solo home run in the top of the second. And then Bailey Dowling said, oh, that's what we're doing at Rhodes Stadium, okay, and hit a home run, a solo home run as well. Then Kat Grill scored off of a throwing error, and then Ashley Prangy drove in Dallas Goodnight with the RBI double. So right there, you're up 3-1 in the bottom of the second. Then Kentucky tied it with a ground rule double with the bases loaded, and then the Wildcats tacked on two more runs with a single up the middle, making it 3-5. Then Ty didn't do anything in the bottom of the third or the bottom of the fourth. So off of an RBI double to the tracks, they just extend the lead 6-3. Then at the top of the fifth, they kept on adding to the lead 3-7. The Tide, I'm so surprised they didn't get run ruled, honestly, because the score, they just kept on adding a run, at least a run every inning, and the Tide was just silent. So off a fielding error, extended the inning in the top of the fifth, making it 8-3. Then a RBI single through the right side made it 9-3 at the top of the sixth with two outs. All of these runs, the last three of Kentucky's runs, were all on two outs. So I guess Bama's motto in Rhodes Stadium really does apply to everyone. Two outs, so what? Because the last three from the top of the fifth with the RBI single, they had two outs. Fielding error, two outs. RBI single to the right side, two outs. So they scored three runs with two outs. You can't let stuff like that happen.
We gotta get those errors cleaned up. This is getting unacceptable. I mean, I know like you can't do it every game, but I feel like there's some of that you can mentally clean up and just say, hey, don't overthink it. Just take it play by play, throw the ball where it needs to go, or if they're on base, then hey, throw it back to the pitcher and then make a play the next play. You know, just don't overthink it. I swear sometimes they're overthinking things, and it's like panic mode. It's like, don't
get
in panic
mode. It
was just
a lot. Yeah, it was a lot of errors at first base with Kaylee Tao.
Not a good game.
She made a lot of drops, a lot of balls going past her. It was really bad. And then also I don't know if you guys were watching the game. Hopefully you all were, but Dallas Goodnight took a hard hit on first base.
That was terrifying.
I thought she was knocked out for a second. The way she was laying on the ground at first, I thought she was unconscious.
They were both laying on the ground. It was
but the girl, the Kentucky girl, moved. The first baseman moved. Dallas, but she was rolling. Dallas was just face down on the ground, not moving at first. I thought she was knocked out.
The fact, and I loved how Coach Murphy
she got up and stole the base after
it's
that.
Like, I loved how Coach Murphy went for the safety of his players. Like, get safety, bases, whatever.
I mean, he started yelling.
Professional. It's in like the Olympics, Little League.
Explain the safety base.
I would like to explain it, but I'm not really sure myself.
I just know, like, because basically it's saying that the first baseman doesn't have to, like, be on the base in order to, like, get them out. Like, doesn't have to, like, tag the base, like, get in the way of the running. That's how I'm understanding it. Because I looked it up. But it's basically for them not to have to get in the running lane.
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, just that collision was awful. And then a Georgia player broke her arm after running into, I believe, a Clemson player.
Oh, yesterday?
Yes, because she posted on social media today with a broken arm that said, let's get safety bases, and said, don't worry, Georgia Bulldog fans, I'll be back. But she had, I don't know if
which
it was
one?
Broken.
What player was it?
I don't know. I have to go back and check. But I know she had, like, a brace or something, so it was, like, broken or fractured. Hopefully she'll be back soon.
They walked it off last night against Clemson. I saw that.
Good for them.
All right, so next game last night. Tide went to Birmingham, took on UAB, won 8-1. Alex Salter started things off. Wasn't looking too well for her. Nope. UAB came out immediately and scored that run off of her. They put in Jayla Torrance. She got the save and the win, earning her fifth win of the season and throwing a four hitless shutout innings. And that's what I'm talking about. You have three great pitchers. You have Montana Fouse, Lexi Kiffle, and Jayla Torrance. Three great pitchers all around. It's just crazy. And the Tide actually was playing really well and doing more of what they needed to do, scoring every inning. They just didn't score in the third or the fourth, but they scored in every other inning. Mm-hmm. So they scored in the top of the second, tying it up 1-1. Then they came in the top of the fifth, bases loaded. Bases loading error kept the inning going. Alex Shipman drawing a bases loaded walk, 3-1 now. Fielding error, hit to the warning tracks, hit, brought in two runs, making it 5-1. Aubrey Barnhart dropped in an RBI single to right field, making it 7-1. And then Abby Doerr hit an RBI single to center field, making it 8-1. Run ruling them in the top of the six. So they did what they needed to do, and that was way better softball. Hopefully they do the same thing, if not better, going to Columbia, South Carolina this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The first game will kick off tomorrow, March 25th, Friday at 5 p.m. Central. Second game will be on March 26th, Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Time. And the last game of the series will be on March 27th on Sunday at 12 p.m. Central Time. So hopefully the Tide can get a series sweep, help get that momentum leading into, because they have a busy week this upcoming week, a really busy, tough week.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do some score predictions real quick, but let me talk about what the busy week that they have. So on Tuesday, they have Alabama State here in Tuscaloosa. Then on Wednesday, they have Jacksonville State. It's called the Sand Mountain Showdown in Albertville, Alabama. Then this weekend, the Georgia Bulldogs are coming into town for April 2nd, April 3rd, April 4th. And I cannot wait for that. So they play Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm so excited because one of my classmates from high school actually is the pitcher for Georgia. Her name's Brenton Rogers, so I'm so excited. Nice. Definitely got to talk my trash. So Alabama, please back me up. Because
Lexi, Montana, Jayla, please, everybody,
Savannah,
else,
please.
Do y'all hear her?
Please, I'm going to talk to them. I'm gonna talk to them personally.
Pre-game warm-up, do this.
Yeah, I'm friends with them, so I'll definitely talk to them on Tuesday. You know,
don't embarrass me.
I'm like, guys, I need dingers off of Brenton Rogers all game.
Hit it every single time.
All game, because Ooh, it's gonna be so fun because all my high school friends, some of my high school friends, they went up to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma to go watch her play. And just, yes, it's gonna be so exciting. Yay. Yes, yes, so definitely gotta beat her. But South Carolina predictions for this week, I'm going with the sweep. Definitely, I think these games shouldn't be close. I really haven't studied South Carolina like that.
I don't think they're that good. They knocked off Auburn.
Okay, anybody can knock off Auburn. Auburn knocks off themselves. They're literally a joke. They choke on their own name.
Take Auburn.
They can't decide what their mascot is.
What's your mascot? Are you an Auburn or a Tiger?
Are you an Eagle or are you a Tiger? Like, which one is it?
So, I'll go with you. I'm going with the series sweep. We need to, I'm hoping anyways. Who knows? We may get jinxed. I think they're going
to
play.
South Carolina needs to stick to women's basketball. I love them for women's basketball.
There we go. I think we'll have one close game, and then the Tide will dominate the next two. So I'm going to say for the first game, it'll probably be close. I'll go like 4-2. And then
they're literally 18-10. They're on a two-game losing streak. Ooh. If Alabama doesn't beat them, oh my gosh.
Ooh, embarrassment.
Yeah, we continue talking.
I'm going first game close, 4-2. Next two games, not even close. I'm going to say 7-1 and then maybe like 8-2, something like that.
Ooh, they beat Auburn one time. Wow. They literally beat Auburn one time.
Take that, Auburn. 10-7. South Carolina.
But then Auburn run and rolled them. Ooh. 2-11 in the fifth inning. And then they went to extra innings, and Auburn won by one. And it went 10 innings. So, yeah.
Ooh,
well, yes, it's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be on SEC Network, so you guys can watch. And then they have Clemson, and then they have Mizzou. So, even South Carolina has a pretty tough schedule, too.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Georgia on Sunday, so they didn't get swept in the series.
Good.
But they lost 7-8, and then they got ran-rolled in 4-13 in the fifth inning. And then they won Sunday's game against Georgia in 73, and Georgia is ranked number 15, so that's really good.
Yeah.
And they beat number 24 UCF 5-2, so they can play when they want to play. But they lost to Miami of Ohio, and we beat them. And they lost to Virginia Tech, number 7. Didn't we play Virginia Tech? I can't remember. So many games, so hard to keep up sometimes. But, yeah, Bama, I'm going. It probably started off with Lexi, I feel like. If not, they'll start it off with Montana, of course. But I feel like they should start it off with Lexi in the first game.
Yeah, let's switch it up. I would
start it off with Lexi, then Montana, then end off with Jayla. But if they start off with Lexi, or even if they do start off with Montana, I just feel like South Carolina's not that good. So I'm going, I'm thinking they're going to be major wins all weekend except maybe Sunday might be closer. That's it.
Yeah.
Alabama State should be a sweep on Tuesday.
Like 10-2, not even
Jacksonville
close.
State should be a sweep.
11-1.
And then Montana will probably start on Saturday.
Yeah.
Against Georgia Bulldogs.
That's going to be a good game right there.
It's going to be a great series. I can't believe we're going to Monday. What time is the Monday game? Make sure it don't interfere with class.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, good. It won't interfere with class.
Yes.
Wait, actually, we'll interfere with class. I have a class at 6.
Did you?
I can't.
Well.
Because I need to tell them why I haven't been there. Because I had to go home. So, all right, yeah. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. That's all we have for you guys this week. It's been a little quiet lately, a little chill, because, you know, the spring break, and then
we had to go relax, man. It's been stressful.
Yeah, but then
who will we get good series?
Oh, Florida. Florida's coming up next too.
Then stay.
That's gonna be really juicy because one of our players, one of Bama's players, now plays for Florida, and she was so good here. Skylar Wallace. Too good. Sucks that she had to leave. But, yeah. Ooh. SEC tournament is right around the corner, May 10th.
I feel like this season's flying by already.
This school year is flying by this semester.
Slow down. Sports. But also, I'm ready for you to hurry up.
No, do not slow down.
I want
graduation is right around the corner.
Hey, well, I got 9 more months. So I'm like, have fun.
But all right, this has been another week episode of Softballing with Us. I'm your host, Shanae Lazenby.
I'm McKaylin Crabtree.
And we'll be back next week. Cannot wait. Hopefully we have nothing but dubs. Enjoy y'all's weekend.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.